This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers have about a week left to the legislative session and hundreds of bills that still have to be considered. Some of the thorniest negotiations this year have been around some kind of reduction in property taxes. CPR's Andrew Kenny says there appears to be a deal to temporarily cut property taxes by about $700 million.
And this one's interesting just because it's the result of tons of political maneuvering, outside groups threatening to run ballot measures to do similar things. And meanwhile, county governments and some of the other local governments are not too happy with the idea of cutting into their potential tax revenues.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. The property tax bill was introduced this past Friday. It has about 10 days to make it through the process. State money may soon be available to houses of worship and other nonprofits to boost their security. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Lawmakers are moving to set aside $500,000 for the grants, which would be eligible to organizations that applied for but didn't get funding from a similar federal program. Groups like the Interfaith Alliance of Colorado support the bill as a way to help houses of worship prepare for the possibility of extremist violence. The bill has passed the House and is now in the Senate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
People who rely on powered wheelchairs may have more options to repair their equipment under a bill headed to the governor. It requires wheelchair manufacturers to supply parts, manuals, and tools to owners and independent repair shops. Denver Parks and Recreation says it will close parks where violence becomes a problem. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
Murders and assaults have risen across Denver since 2020. One way the city is responding is by closing parks where violence takes place. But a Denverite analysis of crime data shows that closing a park doesn't impact crime rates around it. That was the case at La Alma Lincoln Park, where 63-year-old Gary Arellano was killed last week. Denver closed it for 2 months in January after a spate of gunfire, but reported crimes didn't drop much in the neighborhood around it. The park is closed again indefinitely. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Metro Denver has more rain through the day. It's mostly sunny around Grand Junction in western Colorado. This is CPR News.